observation station. This is Kingfisher FM.
I'm Ethan Black for Kingfisher FM. A very good afternoon to you. Well, we've got an interesting chap who's doing the rounds here in Port Elizabeth at the moment. Johan Grobler joining us from Mega Voice. Johan, thanks for popping in. How are you?
Fine, thank you, and it's a privilege to be with you today.
Listen, I was very impressed. Johan said to me, I'll be at 3:45. I'm travelling through from Grandstand. 3:45, ding, 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 there's a knock at the door. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Johan, listen, tell us a little bit about Mega Voice, because you've brought in some interesting contraptions with you. Kind of looks like a cell phone, but there's no screen.
So, what is this, and what did you do?
Well, 28 years ago, one of the directors of the Bible Society in Australia, Tom Tresidder, realized that they don't reach all the people with printed Bibles. Yeah. He was an industrial designer, was his profession, and attending motor shows like, for instance, Mazda Motors at that point in time, started saying, close the door, fasten the seatbelt, things like that. And he realized you can use that technology to put scripture on it. And at that stage, it was only possible to put one or two verses on a device. And today, we can put on a device the size of a cell phone several Bibles, complete Bibles in audio, with a solar panel that's built in to charge the batteries, and a person can listen to the Bible. So you don't need to be reading it. It's ideal for blind people and illiterate people.
I think, and I love the fact that it's solar.
Yes, that you don't need to spend money on batteries or anything like that. You just put it in the sun for 6 to 8 hours, and it would then play again for 10 to 12 hours. If you use earbuds, even longer, 15, 16 hours.
And obviously the intention behind it is for people who are don't have access maybe to technology or to power plugs or outputs or anything like that.
That's great. So therefore it's also
a rugged device. You can drop it and it won't break. Water can splash on it and it's fine. So it's really a rugged device, ideal for rural environments.
And it's a very simple system. It's also got a big speaker on the front, so I'm sure that communities could sit and listen to the Bible.
That's correct, yes. So it's ideal for a family to listen to or a larger community. We also do a solar-powered speaker with a built-in solar panel to charge the batteries. And with that, a group of 40 to 50 people can easily listen to the Bible. Now, Bible stories.
Now, obviously, you would have a couple of languages that it's read out in. So how many languages have you currently on the system?
In the 28 years, we've built a library of about 4,600 languages, and there's about 13,000 titles in the library. Obviously, not all Bibles, but also other material like Bible study material, Bible colleges, overviews of the Bible, children's stories, material like that.
And I see you've also got, because I've just been looking through your pamphlet over here, you've also got an image of a little girl holding a stuffed elephant, and it looks like you've managed to fit the device in there. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that is a specific project that was started for traumatized children, orphans, and so on, that sometimes never have had any toys. They all have a little pouch like a kangaroo where you can fit in a player with Bible stories. We have several animals, a teddy bear, a tiger, an elephant, sheep, and a lion. And they are ideal for young children to get to know the Bible.
I can just hear your heart in this, because you were doing something else before, and then you've sort of given everything up to go around the world and to distribute this and to tell people about Mega Voice.
That's great. It's amazing how the Lord prepares one for what you need to do. I'm an electronic engineer. And I own a company working in 10 African countries, traveling a lot. And about 7 years ago, the Lord changed everything. And since then, I'm full-time with Mega Voice distributing the Word of God.
That is such a great calling. I know we all call to, you know, the Great Commission of spread the good news of the gospel. This is a great way to do it, so we just commend you and Megaboys for doing it. But now if you're listening and you're thinking, gosh, you know, maybe I'd like to get a hold of one of these devices. I know of people who are maybe blind, maybe I'm blind, or people who are illiterate in my community. I want to reach out. I want to get involved. I want to help Megaboys in some way, either with a device or, I don't know, if they can make a contribution and support the organization. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I think there are various ways. As you've said, one can personally obtain units distributed to employees, families, and wherever you go. You can make it available to missions organizations, to churches, and you can support the company. We need to develop these units, get the audio done, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an idea where you can obtain us, we're on the internet, megavoice.com or megavoice.co.za for local contact information. Our office is in Pretoria, and we distribute units by sending it by courier. We have a few contact points in the Western Cape, for instance, where people can also obtain these units. We distribute mainly to the SADC countries from Pretoria, but if there's a church organizing an outreach, for instance, to Japan, we can provide units in Japanese or Chinese or...
Wow.
Indeed.
Do we buy the unit from you? How does it work? Let's say I'm listening now and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, I'd love one or ten.
Yeah. We sell the units basically at cost to cover our operating cost. So we then sell it to people. Sometimes we get donations, and that allow us then or enable us to give it sometimes for free or at a reduced price to people.
Okay. So if I want to make a donation, also I would imagine I go to megavoice.com.
Yes, that's right. You will find our details there. You can also go to megavoiceinternational.org.
All right. And if there's just a vision going forward for next year, I'm sure the bottom line is obviously to get the gospel out to all the world, because Christ said he'll come back then. So that's quite exciting. But is there a plan for going forward in the next year and that kind of thing?
Yes, we continuously improve the players, and I can tell you maybe a little bit about that later. But I think our biggest drive is to obtain more content, more Bibles, to get Bibles recorded that are already translated, and to have more translation projects going. Worldwide, there's about 1,930 languages without the Bible. So there's still a huge work. In Africa, there's about 750 languages without the Bible. So that's the languages where the Bible still has to be translated into. But the good news is we often have other material or portions available of the Bible. Some of the other material is something like God's story. It's an 80-minute overview of the Bible. So for somebody that have never been exposed to the Bible, it's an ideal introduction to tell you more about that. Then we have, for instance, Good News, that's also an overview of the Bible, Look, Listen, and Live, which is a series of eight books, picture books, and each picture have a description in many languages. We have it in about 1,000 languages available.
Sure. All right, well, you're listening to the voice of Jan Krobbe. He's from Mega Voice, breaking the silence and giving people who are maybe visually impaired or illiterate the opportunity to hear the Bible in audio in their language. If you'd like to make a contribution, or if you'd like to find out more about the organization, go to megavoice.com or megavoice.co.za. You know, we take our vision for granted. We take so many things in our life for granted until it's gone. But there's one man who's making a difference. He's part of a community outreach program called Mega Voice. And you can go and find out more information about them on megavoice.com. He's here on outreach as well, here in the Port Elizabeth area. But, Jan, thanks for just popping in. I wanted to get from you maybe one or two testimonies about how Megavoice, this little audio device that has the Bible on or various scriptures and things like that on it, what sort of effect has it had in the communities?
Thank you. I'll quickly share with you what happened relatively recently. I was exhibiting at the church meeting. Early in the morning, around 8, I felt my phone ringing in my pocket, but I was busy with people at our exhibition. 20 minutes later, there were 6 missed calls, 4 from the same number. When I returned the call, it was a man, Bongani, And Bongani told me he would like to have an audio Bible to listen to, and he would like to send his sister to come and buy it. The other two calls was actually from his sister. When he gave me the number, I realized she also already called me. I called her back and gave her directions to our office and said to her, I'll be there later in the morning, but there's people in the office to assist.
Around about 12 o'clock,
she called and she
was completely lost. I then asked her,
where are you, and so on, and I realized that she can't read street names. And in the end, after some struggling, I found her and took her to the office, only to realize that she is visually impaired, heavily visually impaired.
She can't read at all. She can hardly
see an obstacle. And then
she bought the unit for
her brother, but we realized she also needs one badly. And we decided to give her one to her, a complimentary one. And she was overwhelmed with joy, hugging my wife, and so happy. And then I learned that she came 300 kilometers from Burgersfort to Pretoria by bus to buy one Bible.
Sure.
So the total is almost 750 kilometers of traveling just to obtain one Bible. And we
easily take it for granted. We that can read
often have more than one Bible, more than one translation available. Yet there are people longing to have that. And to
sure.
me, that was just a testimony of what somebody would like to do.
If they don't have the Bible, they don't realize the value of what we have.
That's right.
God's Word.
Sure, Johan. I think you've heard us there, made us realize again how we should
reach out to the community, and also how we should just honor God and honor His Word.
If you want more information,
and maybe you want to make a contribution, or maybe you just want to find out how you can maybe come and share with your community, whether that be a church or an outreach program or a mission, and you're looking for some way to make a difference, why not get in touch with Johan
and with Mega Voice. Johan, do you give out your number, or should they just go to Mega Voice?
Yes, I can give my number.
Give it.
You can reach me on 082-653-4783 or by email Johan with one N at megavoice.com.
Give us that number again, 082.
082-653-4783.
That is 082-653-4783.
Take the opportunity to get in touch with Johan, and maybe you can also help him in the mission of Megavoice
to get the word out to the lost and also to the illiterate and to the blind.
Thanks, sir.
Your motivation station. This is Kingfisher FM.